So if you asked your smartphone to find like the best dentist near you, who actually decides that answer?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right, because it is not a traditional search engine anymore, and it's definitely not, the dentist with the brightest smile or the gentlest
Oh,
hand.
absolutely not.
The entity deciding who you entrust with your health or your legal troubles or, well, your life savings is an algorithm, and that algorithm is looking for a very specific, highly engineered type of manufactured trust.
Manufactured trust. I like how you phrase that.
Yeah, I mean, think about the last time you hired a professional. You probably didn't just click the very first link, close your eyes, and hope for the best.
No, of course not. You scrolled. You looked for reviews.
Exactly. You checked their credentials. You really wanted to feel a sense of certainty before making a call.
And we treat that digital research as if we are conducting this rigorous, independent investigation, right? We feel like we are peeling back the layers to find the genuine
Yeah,
expert.
doing our own detective work.
But the reality is, the trail of breadcrumbs we are following has often been meticulously laid out for us in advance.
Which is kind of unsettling to think about.
It is, because when the stakes are high, a medical issue, a looming lawsuit, retirement planning, we are ultimately trying to purchase peace of mind. And the modern digital landscape has completely rewired how that peace of mind is packaged and delivered to us.
Which brings us to the core of today's deep dive. We're unpacking a genuinely fascinating internal document from a top-tier SEO agency based in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, this document is a real eye-opener.
It really is. It isn't just a generic marketing brochure. It is a literal step-by-step blueprint for a service they call the Authority 360 Professional Digital Authority System.
Quite a mouthful, but very descriptive.
Definitely. And our mission today is to tear this document apart and understand the actual mechanics of how modern marketing is shifting. We are moving away from just making professionals visible online and moving into the business of actively engineering trust.
And the foundational premise of this agency's blueprint is, well, it's a pretty harsh truth for a lot of highly skilled professionals out there.
How so?
The text makes it explicitly clear that customers no longer choose the first company they find. They choose the professional they trust.
Right. Trust is the currency.
Exactly. The document outlines a very specific set of psychological hurdles that potential clients need to clear before they even think about picking up the phone.
So they're anticipating the anxiety.
Precisely. They know clients are asking, who is the expert? What specific experience do they have? Are they actually recognized in their community, or, are they just a billboard?
Yeah.
And fundamentally, they're asking, can I trust this total stranger with my problem?
Okay, let's unpack this because to me, this highlights a massive evolution in how we interact with the web.
It really does.
I mean, traditional marketing was like putting up a giant neon sign on the side of a highway that just blinks dentist in bright red letters.
Right, just shouting into the void.
Yeah, it's loud, it's visible, and maybe it gets someone to pull over, but it tells you absolutely nothing about the actual person holding the drill.
Nothing at all.
But what this Authority 360 system is describing, it is a completely different approach. It's like building a digital version of a mahogany paneled office.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Right. When you walk in, there's a wall of perfectly framed, spotless diplomas. There's a comfortable leather couch. There's a line of happy, wealthy-looking patients waiting in the lobby to vouch for the doctor.
Yes. The agency is trying to curate an aura of undeniable, unshakable expertise.
Exactly, an aura.
But the mahogany paneled office is a brilliant way to visualize it because you do not build that office overnight.
Right, you can't just buy it on day one.
No, and what is striking about this blueprint is the methodical, really layered approach they take to manufacturing that aura. They don't promise to instantly shoot a client to the top of a search page.
So where do they start?
They start at the ground floor with what they call the Professional Foundation Authority Package. This is their entry-level tier, starting at $199 a month. And it's aimed at professionals who already have a functional website, but they just lack any engineered trust signals.
So what are they actually doing for a couple $100 a month? Is it like just making the website look prettier?
Not at all. It's essentially a comprehensive audit of a professional's entire digital footprint.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, the agency conducts a website review, an online reputation assessment, and provides optimization recommendations. The document focuses heavily on highlighting real-world credentials.
Like their degrees and stuff.
Yes, experience, education, specific certifications, industry associations, and community involvement. They are taking a professional's resume and formatting it so that the digital world actually recognizes it.
That makes sense.
Because you could be the most decorated, successful personal injury attorney in your entire state, but if your website doesn't clearly present those achievements in a way that is readable to both anxious clients and web crawlers, you get zero credit for them.
So it's essentially getting the digital house in order.
Yeah.
But, you know, having a beautiful mahogany paneled house doesn't really matter if it's sitting in the middle of a dense forest where no one can ever find it.
It's invisible, yeah.
So how do you actually build the road to the house? The document suggests the next step is the professional visibility authority tier.
Right, the second tier.
And this bumps up to $399 a month, and the agency notes this is really the starting point for most of their clients.
Right, and what's fascinating here is how this tier fundamentally redefines the concept of SEO for a professional practice.
How so?
Well, for years, search engine optimization was just about keywords, right? Here, they introduced Search Authority, which handles the traditional local SEO and Google Business Profile Management.
Okay.
But they inextricably link it to what they call Reputation Foundation.
Reputation Foundation.
Yeah. This involves proactive review monitoring, review strategy guidance, and hunting down testimonial opportunities. They are treating reputation as the core structural pillar of their search strategy. Trust isn't an afterthought anymore. It is the actual engine driving the visibility.
I have to push back on this a little bit, though. Let's look at the mechanics of this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Isn't this just traditional local search optimization wearing a fancy new authority name tag? I mean, SEO agencies have been hounding local businesses to get more Google reviews and sprinkle keywords into their bios for over a decade.
That is true, they have.
So what is the actual mechanical line between just stuffing keywords on a page and building these so-called trust signals?
Well, the distinction lies entirely in the underlying mechanics of how modern search algorithms actually function today versus, say, 10 years ago.
Okay, break that down for me.
In the past, the system was relatively rudimentary. If you wanted to rank for a search, you could simply paste the phrase "best chiropractor in Chattanooga" onto your homepage 50 times in invisible white text.
Oh, right. The old invisible text trick.
Exactly. The crawler would count the words and just rank you. But today, algorithms are vastly more sophisticated. They are no longer just looking at what you claim about yourself on your own domain.
So they're looking everywhere.
Yes. They are crawling the entire web for corroborating context.
Ah, so they're essentially cross-referencing your claims.
Precisely. A modern trust signal is the sum total of what the entire digital ecosystem says about you.
Right.
When this agency manages a reputation foundation, they aren't just begging former clients for 5 stars. They are systematically ensuring that the reviews on third-party sites, the listings in legal or medical directories, and the testimonials scattered across the web all perfectly align.
Align with what?
With the specific credentials listed on the professional's website. They're building a web of corroborating evidence.
Oh, that is clever.
Yeah, if your website says you specialize in lower back pain, but your reviews only ever mention neck adjustments, the algorithm notices that disconnect. The agency engineers alignment.
Ah, I see. It's the difference between standing in an empty room declaring yourself the absolute best and having a room full of people pointing at you while you stay silent.
That is a perfect way to put it.
The algorithm wants to see the pointing.
Yes, it does.
And that actually sets up the most critical transition in this entire document. Once a professional has established this visibility and this corroborated web of reputation, the goalposts move.
They do.
The objective shifts from just being found to turning that validated expertise into an automated client attraction machine.
Which brings us to the $699 a month tier.
Yes, the Professional Authority 360 growth system.
And this is where we leave traditional marketing behind entirely. This tier introduces two concepts: expertise authority and content authority.
What does that actually look like in practice?
This involves publishing deep industry insights and aggressively answering frequently asked questions. The document provides some very specific use cases for this.
Like what?
Well, an attorney might be guided to publish a comprehensive guide titled "What Should You Know" before hiring a personal injury attorney. Or a financial advisor might release a detailed breakdown of common retirement planning mistakes to avoid.
Okay, so they're providing the value and answering the anxiety before the client ever even books a consultation.
They are. But here's the thing. The audience for that content isn't just the anxious client.
Wait, who else is it for?
It's for the machines. The most revolutionary feature introduced in this tier is called AI Search Authority. The blueprint explicitly states that artificial intelligence platforms are fundamentally changing how people discover experts.
Here's where it gets really interesting, especially for anyone listening who uses their phone to look up information. Let's talk about the mechanics of how AI is changing discovery.
Let's do it.
Because we need to move past the idea of typing a few broken keywords into a search bar. Imagine you are talking to a voice assistant or typing into ChatGPT and you ask a very specific natural language question.
Right, full sentences.
Exactly. Like, who is the best chiropractor for severe lower back pain near me, who also takes Blue Cross insurance and is open on weekends?
In the past, a search engine would give you a map to 10 different libraries, basically 10 blue links, and tell you to go read the books yourself to find the answer. It just pointed you to a place.
Right, and you had to do all the heavy lifting. You had to click the links, check the hours, read the insurance policies.
It was exhausting.
But today, the AI doesn't give you a list of links. It synthesizes all that information in the background and gives you a single definitive conclusion.
Yes.
It hands you the exact sentence from the exact book. But here's the catch. It pulls that conclusion from the professional who has best structured their data and answered those specific FAQs in a way the AI can instantly digest.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the industry term for this, which the Chattanooga agency highlights heavily, is AEO, or Answer Engine Optimization.
Answer Engine Optimization.
Right. Search engines are rapidly evolving into answer engines. AI is not skimming your beautifully designed website to admire the color palette or the flowery marketing prose.
No, they don't care about the design.
Exactly. Mm. It is deeply reading structured data. It wants educational content that directly and concisely answers a user's highly specific questions.
So it's all about formatting.
Yes. To optimize for an answer engine, your digital presence has to be formatted so that a language model can instantly understand your credentials, categorize your services, and serve you up as the absolute best solution.
I really want to dig into that term you just used, structured data, because if I'm a dentist or a family law attorney, I went to school to learn a trade, right? Not to write code.
Of course not.
So what does a hyperlogical data set actually look like? Are these professionals expected to learn programming just to get clients?
Well, they aren't writing code in the traditional sense, but they are utilizing hidden architecture.
Hidden architecture.
Think of it as adding invisible, highly organized sticky notes all over your website.
Ew.
These sticky notes use a standardized vocabulary called schema markup. So while a human visitor sees a nice paragraph describing your dental practice, the AI reads the invisible sticky notes that explicitly declare things.
Declare what kinds of things?
Like, this is the business name. This is the geographical coordinate. This is the specific medical degree. This is the list of accepted insurances.
So it categorizes everything perfectly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, the content itself has to shift. A beautiful creative brochure filled with vague metaphors about building your financial future is practically invisible to an AI looking for hard facts.
So the AI acts as a librarian.
Yes.
If you hand the librarian a beautifully bound book of poetry about how much you love fixing teeth, the librarian has no idea where to file it.
It'd be totally lost.
But if you hand the librarian a perfectly formatted, bulleted index card that explicitly answers 20 common dental emergencies, the librarian hands your card directly to the patron.
That is exactly the mechanism. You are writing highly structured, hyperlogical data sets for an artificial intelligence. You must clearly define the problem, the solution, your credentials, and the expected outcome in a format devoid of ambiguity. If you fail to do this, the AI will bypass you entirely.
In favor of someone else.
Yes, in favor of the competitor who took the time to build that structured FAQ format.
Which means the artificial intelligence effectively becomes the middleman to human trust.
It really does.
The AI is essentially looking the consumer in the eye and saying, I have instantly analyzed the entirety of the internet, and I personally vouch for this specific financial advisor.
Right.
You have to feed the machine the exact data format it craves just so the machine will hand you the client.
It completely upends the nature of professional communication. You are no longer just persuading a human, you are programming a machine's recommendation.
But hold on, if we follow this logic to its natural conclusion, we run into a massive bottleneck.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's say every single dentist, lawyer, and accountant in a 50-mile radius listens to this deep dive. They all realize they need AEO. They all hire an agency, they all structure their data perfectly, and they all build a mahogany-paneled digital office. How does anyone maintain an edge? If everyone is deemed an absolute authority by the AI, doesn't it just become a random tie?
Well, the agency in Chattanooga has anticipated that exact bottleneck.
Of course they have.
Their solution is a combination of comprehensive market dominance and a rather brilliant strategy of artificial scarcity.
Ah, scarcity.
This brings us to the apex of their blueprint, the top-tier package.
This is the $999 a month Professional Market Authority 360 tier.
That's the one.
And the document frames this not as a marketing service, but as a strategy for absolute long-term market leadership.
A whole different level.
Yeah, it includes things like citation and directory authority, which ensures your name is perfectly consistent across hundreds of obscure industry databases. It includes competitive authority intelligence, which is essentially tracking exactly what your rivals are doing. But the detail that really stopped me in my tracks was a feature they call the exclusive professional authority partnership.
The exclusivity clause. It is the linchpin of their high-end business model.
It's brilliant.
The document explicitly states that these top-tier partnerships are strictly limited. The agency will only work with one preferred authority partner per professional category within a defined service area.
Wait, really? Just one?
Just one. They will only take on one family law attorney per zip code, one personal injury firm per market, one dental authority in the entire neighborhood.
Okay, we need to zero in on this because it is such an aggressive, fascinating tactic.
It's ruthless.
Think about what this actually looks like in practice. This agency is essentially walking into a chiropractor's office, sitting down, and delivering a very polite ultimatum.
Pretty much.
They are saying, hire us to make you the singular, undisputed digital authority in this zip code, or we're going to walk across the street and build this digital monopoly for your direct competitor. It's the digital equivalent of a land grab.
It is. And this raises an important question about the underlying economics of this kind of digital marketing.
Yeah, why do it?
Why would a growth-focused agency deliberately cap their own potential client list? Why turn away four other paying dentists in the same town?
Money left on the table.
The text of the blueprint provides their rationale. It says, our goal is not to create more online competition. Our goal is to build recognized professional authority.
But the subtext there is just artificial scarcity. They are manufacturing a shortage of their own service to drive up the value.
Exactly. From a purely economic standpoint, it is a highly effective strategy for both the agency and the client.
How so?
Well, think about the mechanics of search optimization. If an SEO agency takes on five different personal injury lawyers in the same city, what are they actually doing?
Fighting themselves.
Yes. They are pitting their own resources against themselves. They are cannibalizing their own results, trying to push five different websites to the number one spot on Google or the top recommendation of an AI. It's a zero-sum game.
Yeah, you can't have five number ones.
You really can't.
Yeah.
By strictly limiting their partnerships to one professional per category, the agency avoids competing against its own efforts.
That makes total sense.
They can pour all of their answer engine optimization strategies, all of their structured data building, and all of their reputation management into making that one single client the undisputed market leader.
Wow.
It ensures maximum possible results for that specific client, which simultaneously justifies the premium $999 a month price tag. They are no longer selling a marketing service. They are selling exclusive territorial rights to digital visibility.
They are selling a digital monopoly.
Yes, they are.
But here is the thing about monopolies, or any kind of land grab, really. Once you plant your flag and claim that exclusive spot at the very top of the AI recommendations, the battle isn't over.
Oh, not at all.
Your competitors across the street aren't just going to shrug, give up, and close their medical practices.
They will fight back.
They are going to hire their own agencies. They are going to try to tear down your digital mahogany office. So how do you defend the territory once you've bought it?
Which is precisely why the final component of the Authority 360 system is entirely focused on continuous surveillance.
Surveillance.
The blueprint acknowledges that you cannot simply build digital authority, walk away, and expect it to remain intact. It requires constant, vigilant defense.
And of course, they have a specific add-on for this defense. They call it Authority Intelligence, and it costs an additional $199 a month.
Naturally.
The document justifies this by stating, your reputation and visibility require ongoing attention. But when you look at the features, this isn't about, you know, writing a new blog post every couple of weeks.
No, it's intense.
This is a full-blown, granular surveillance state for your digital footprint. They are tracking shifting Google rankings, constantly monitoring competitors' movements, tracking how AI visibility changes day by day, and utilizing something called local search heat maps.
And the local search heat map is perhaps the most striking example of how hyper-local and granular this digital trench warfare has really become.
What do you mean by that?
It completely shatters the illusion that you simply rank number one in your city.
Right, because if I search for a coffee shop, the results change depending on which side of the street I'm standing on. So what does a heat map actually look like for a professional?
Imagine a visual grid laid over a map of your city.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
A heat map doesn't just give you a blanket average ranking. It shows you that if a potential client searches for your services while standing on Main Street, your practice shows up as the number one result, glowing bright green on the map.
And okay, green is good.
But if that same client walks three blocks over to the financial district and runs the exact same search, your ranking plummets to number four, turning the map red.
Oh, wow. Why?
Because a competitor has managed to optimize their local signals for that specific micro neighborhood.
That is wild. It is literal block-by-block warfare.
It is.
Let's say a competitor three blocks away manages to get five new, highly detailed five-star reviews on a Tuesday. By Wednesday, that heat map could shift, and suddenly they are bleeding into your territory.
And that is exactly what the Authority Intelligence add-on is designed to detect. It is an early warning radar system.
Wow.
What all of this highlights is a fundamental reality of the modern web. Digital trust is a highly perishable asset.
It decays.
It is constantly decaying. Competitors are continually updating their own structured data, aggressively hunting for new reviews, and tweaking their own AI strategies to chip away at your market share.
And for the professionals who have massive multi-front wars to fight, the agency offers even more custom upgrades.
You do.
They have practice location authority starting at another $199 a month, specifically for practices with multiple physical offices that need to dominate several different zip codes simultaneously.
Right.
They even offer custom pricing for something called personal brand authority.
That one is interesting.
Yeah. This is for situations where the professional's actual name is the product. Think of a high-profile business consultant, a celebrity financial advisor, or a specialized surgeon.
People who are the brand themselves.
Exactly. That package focuses on optimizing executive profiles, leveraging speaking engagements, and building media authority, all feeding back into that same AI validation loop.
The overarching theme here is maintenance. The moment the early warning radar detects that a professional's authority is beginning to slip, perhaps an AI engine stops pulling their FAQ,
mm-hmm.
or a competitor overtakes a specific zip code on the heat map, the agency can take immediate targeted action.
To reinforce those trust signals and reclaim the territory.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for us? We have taken quite a journey through this Chattanooga agency's blueprint today.
We really have.
We started at the ground floor with the $199 foundational tier, looking at how a professional's real-world resume has to be painstakingly formatted just to be acknowledged online.
Just getting recognized.
Then we explored the $399 tier, where reputation and trust signals became the actual foundation of modern search visibility. We dove deep into the mechanics of the $699 tier, exploring answer engine optimization, structured data, and how AI has become the ultimate middleman for consumer trust.
The new gatekeepers.
And finally, we examined the 999 market dominance strategy, complete with artificial scarcity, exclusive territorial rights, and block-by-block surveillance.
The undeniable lesson from this text is that traditional advertising as we knew it is dead.
It really is.
You can no longer just buy a billboard, shout your name, and expect the public to trust you. Recognized, algorithm-ready digital authority is the new currency.
Yeah.
Trust is no longer just an organic, messy human feeling. It is a highly structured system that can be engineered, monitored, and continuously optimized.
It's a complete paradigm shift. The marketing industry has moved from simply shouting about what a professional does to systematically proving to both human anxiety and artificial intelligence that this specific person is the safest, most reliable choice available.
Safest choice, yeah.
Which brings me to a question for you listening right now.
Wow.
I want you to think about your own digital footprint.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are a freelance designer, an accountant, a lawyer, or just a professional working your way up the ladder in your chosen industry.
What's your setup like?
Yeah. If someone pulled out their phone right now and asked an AI to find an expert with your exact skill set, what would the machine say about you? Do you have a digital mahogany office, or are you practically a ghost?
And I will leave you with a final thought to mull over, one that gets to the practical reality of this entire ecosystem.
Okay, let's hear it.
We've just spent this deep dive learning how digital trust, sterling reputations, and AI visibility can be systematically engineered, packaged, and purchased for a monthly subscription fee. So the next time you are desperately searching for a specialist to solve a critical problem in your life, how can you, as a consumer, ever truly tell the difference between a genuinely superior, exceptionally skilled professional and one who simply had the budget to buy the best authority package in town? Does having perfect hyperlogical answer engine optimization actually make someone a better dentist or just a better player of the digital game?